Blog Talk Radio.
Processing around a question that I think we should process together, and that is, are you growing in a mind, body, and soul lifestyle? Things that make you want to go, And I know you're thinking, Coach Adams, that is a very interesting question, because as I process it, I'm in agreement with you. It's a very interesting question. Well, let's grow together and go on a journey of discovery and explore this very question with our all-star in-studio guest here on Motivational Monday.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny, and that destiny is waiting for you to take the steps towards it. God is the light illuminating your path, guiding and directing each and every one of your steps along the way. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together with our global audience to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey together with Coach Adams. Our program is designed based on two formats of motivation and empowerment. Our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series. Everything we do is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. We sincerely value your participation, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather, we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be coached. Coached into greatness. Because when Coach Adams coaches, you win.
This is Coach Adams, and oh, how I genuinely love Mondays. I enjoy Mondays for so many different reasons, and today I'm uber excited about our installment of Motivational Mondays. Again, this is Coach Adams, master motivator, lifestyle, personal, and professional coach. It's time to shape up and win. And we are in our Wellness Monday series that I'm so excited about. That's why I'm uber excited, because we have the global wellness coders in the house. And you're going to hear more from them in just a moment. You know, each episode of Motivational Mondays is truly rich and insightful. We encourage you, our global listening audience, to take advantage of our on-demand library. You know, if you have missed any of our past show installments, Archives of previous broadcasts and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou, the number 4 and the letter U. You know, over the past 2 featured broadcasts, we evaluated 2 sides of a coin. One week we looked at trash it, what do we need to take out to the dumpster and trash it? And then the following week we looked at build it. And we looked at and evaluated what things we needed to take out to the dumpster and trash it and what we need to build our success. And it was very powerful. If you missed it, again, our on-demand library is filled with rich insights on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey, such as what we just talked about, trash it or build it. We encourage you to tap back. Allow me to set up the framework of today's broadcast, which, again, I'm uber excited about. Did I say I'm really excited about who's in the house today? Well, I am. Okay, let me calm down. So I am going to share with our in-studio guest, and we're going to share into today's programming for about 40 minutes. They're about 30, what have you. We're going to open the lines up in our broadcast to give you, our global listening audience, the opportunity to participate. We welcome your questions and your comments at the appropriate time. This, of course, always lends to a more interactive, a richer environment, which I absolutely love, we love. And so we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time around today's subject with your questions and your comments. Before we jump into today's topic and bring in our all-star in-studio guest, we ask that you take a moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Allow those cute little social media juices to begin to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a quick tweet, a text, a DM, send an email, go old school, send a message in a bottle, a carrier pigeon. Woo! I think you get it. Bottom line, we're asking that you do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. Well, it's that time. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, it's time to shape up, and this is our Wellness Monday. The Global Wellness Coders are in the house. These two ladies are very near and dear and special to my heart. We just coined this phrase that we are this threefold cord that is not easily broken in Christ as sisters. First, we have Lady Tabitha K. Smith, who is the founder of the Global Wellness Coders, and I'll give her an opportunity to share more about who she is, and Dr. Veronica Lowry. Dr. Veronica Lowry is an inventor and a woman of so many talents in ministry and all of that. They both are truly dynamic women in their own right. Growing in mind, body, and soul lifestyle is our topic that we are going to dig into today. I'm going to bring in our global wellness coders. And I first would like to ask Lady Tabitha, as you know, I often like to ask my guests, if you were to say who Lady Tabitha K. Smith is, who would you say that she is?
Thank you, Coach, for the invitation. I'm so happy to be here. I always love to talk about this subject. So when I think of myself, and you know, that changes, Coach, but the first thing is that I'm a daughter of the Most High God, and I am a student. I am definitely a student of God. I'm a student of life, a wife, a mother, and a global businesswoman, I would say, in short. Yep. That's me.
I
yep.
love it.
I'm really feeling the student part right now. So
I love it. Dr. Veronica Lowry, same question. If you were to say who Dr. Veronica Lowry is, who would you say that she is?
Wow, I can almost duplicate everything Lady Tabitha said. I'm definitely a God lover. That's my first love. I'm a wife. I'm a mother. I'm an entrepreneur, global entrepreneur. I'm an inventor, pastor, lover of God's people. I believe, you know, thing that I do is for God's glory, for his good pleasure, and I try my best to keep that in the forefront. So I'm just enjoying this journey called life and just seeing what God has for me.
I love it. I love it. I love it. And both of the ladies are so truly humble, and that's one of the things that I so appreciate about them. You know, as we were talking about today's subject, you know, we always want to bring a richness and a different point of view to Mind, Body, and Soul, Health as Wealth series. And today we're looking at growing in mind, body, and soul, growing in a mind, body, and soul lifestyle, which is so key. You know, I don't know about Lady Tabitha and I don't know about Dr. Veronica, but what I do know about is Shania Marie Adams. Mm-hmm, that'd be me. She battles when it comes to the lifestyle of making the best food choices because the foodie in her gives her such a battle, such a fight. But what I'm learning, obviously, you know, continuously, that it is a lifestyle. And where I am in this season, and we look at lifestyle, of course, simply put, is the way in which a person lives. How are you living life in any particular area, personally, professionally? How are you living? What does that look like? And it's not just something that you do one day and you don't do it anymore. You know, I think about, and I may be dating myself, but there was this group called Milli Vanilli. I don't know if you know who they were, but look them up. Google them. You know, One Hit Wonder. Oh, their song blew up. But it turned out that it wasn't a lifestyle. It wasn't who they really were. They were a fake. They were a fraud, as it so turned out. And so I share that because I'm growing in that I don't want to be a fake or a fraud. I want in every area of my life that it's truly a lifestyle. It's who I am. It's how I move consistently. And so the subject of growing in a mind, body, and soul lifestyle is really special to me because that is truly where I am. I know I can't do the one-hit wonder fat diet, you know, lose some pounds and then go back to the normal eating habits. I have to learn to balance mind, body, and soul to get the greatest results and to care for my temple. And so that's a little bit of how I wanted to open before I hand it off to Dr. Veronica, who's going to take us to the next level. And we're just having a conversation today, and we want you to share in the conversation, listen in. You know, I know that the ladies would love to have your feedback. So at any stage as we're sharing, if you feel inclined to jump into the queue, we want to set that up early for you to have the opportunity to do so, that it would be interactive, that we would just share our different stories as we take this journey together. So at any stage, if you would like to participate in the conversation, we invite you to press 1 on your telephone keypad. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. You can't just hit 1 on your keypad of your laptop or your desktop. You have to actually be connected with us through the airwaves. So the dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Press 1 at any time on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue, and we will transition you in at the appropriate time, but know that we welcome the interaction. Dr. Veronica, you know, this topic really was birthed in your heart as we were sharing around what is the topic specifically for today. And Daddy put some things on your heart. When I say Daddy, I'm referring to God the Father. And I say that because we're on a global platform and people may not know what I'm referring to, which is a part of my core. And so when it comes to this lifestyle of growing in a mind, body, and soul lifestyle, what are your thoughts and how would you like to kickstart and jumpstart us into this conversation today?
Well, I'm kind of on the same note. I know we melt together so well because we kind of enjoy pleasing our Father. And I think that's first and foremost for the three of us. So I'm constantly consciously shifting my life to my best, healthiest lifestyle, mind, body, and soul, to support my dreams, to support the dreams and the assignment on my life. I'm in belief that this temple, this body is not my own, so I need to be a good steward over it and present it to God as, you know, be in my best stewardship over this. I'm the only one who can do it, really, because if it comes externally from someone else, then I'm not in the best shape to take care of myself. So I want to always be in position because I know that I have an assignment on my life. So I want to be strong enough, mind, body, and soul. You know, I want my mental to be in tune with God's voice. I want my body to be in tune with God's voice. I want my spirit. I just want everything to be in tune because I know that's where I function best. If that kind of answers the question. I have more. Woo! You know, I have steps in which I do that, but I hope I answered the question.
You definitely did. And like you said, there is such synergy among us. And I don't know if at this stage, Lady Tabitha, if you have some thoughts you want to jump in on, or if we want to allow Dr. Veronica to take it to the next level, but I defer to both of you.
I just want to say, Coach, that Dr. Veronica is getting me excited. And the one thing that I left out, and when you said, who are you? I am a motivator. I love to empower and motivate people. And I'm starting to get excited that my meter is going up hearing Dr. Veronica speak, because one of the main reasons that God created Pearl and Global Wellness, which is our first division, is the very words that Dr. Veronica said. Her being a powerhouse, an inventor, a mighty woman of God, a preacher, a teacher, she's concerned and she's conscious and she's taking action to care for her body, mind, body, and soul. That is my goal. That was like music to my ears to hear Dr. Veronica say that. I mean, I knew that's how she felt, but she said it a different way tonight than I've ever heard her say, which is the goal, why I do what I do. So I'm excited. Dr. Veronica can just continue on because she, so thank you, doctor, because the way you're, and she means it. It's like, and that's one of our goals. I have a special love and a special heart for ministers of the gospel, evangelists, pastors, teachers, as well as artists, you know, authors, all leaders, because I know that I'm called to be behind the wall to empower them. Because all of us leaders, listening audience, there are entrepreneurs on the line listening weekly to Motivational Mondays. And we all, if you would agree, we all know how to do lights, camera, and action. But one of our goals as coders is to bring consciousness and awareness. Let's really, and Coach, this ties back into what you said. I don't want to be a fraud. I don't want to be a fake. I don't want to do lights, camera, and action. I really want to feel great in my body, you know. I really want to be healthy. I really, because we know how, but it, what a blessing if we can become conscious and take the action to make this true so we're not frauds. So we're not that secular saying, fake it till you make it. I mean, I heard that all coming up in my corporate life. And so this is really good conversation. So, Dr. Veronica, thank you, girl. You got me hyped over here.
You know, I think the key word for is lifestyle, because we really are living this thing. You know, where I don't really like to talk imagine, and I think something inside of me is very honest, because I think that's a God quality to be honest. So I don't want to fake it. I'm really actually exploring things to live this lifestyle, and what works, I keep it. And, you know, like they say, eat the meat and spit out the bones. And what doesn't work, I trash it, like Coach Adams said earlier. But, you know, I was thinking of some of the things that you know, being healthy supports our dreams. But I was thinking of some of the things I do to support my dreams and goals and the assignment on my life that God has given me. And I was just thinking how, you know, how important it is to make positive life declarations. You know, God says he puts before us death and life, choose life. So I think, you know, being positive and, you know, speaking healthy, you know, we're in a system where you hear people, I live in Oakland, California, so I hear a lot of bad talking. I hear a lot of people accepting sickness in their body and wearing it like a badge, you know. So I've determined to, you know, live a different lifestyle, live a God quality, that Zoe type of life that is what God intended for us, you know. And so I just try and always tap into the God things, you know. I really believe so a man thinketh, so is he. So yeah. I try and stay, you know, keep my thoughts pure, keep them holy, keep them positive. And then I try and treat people the same way that I want to be treated. I think that's really, really important. You know, I can go to bed with a clear conscience because I don't want to mistreat anyone, you know. And sometimes in the world system, that can be taken as a weakness, but I see it as a strength, you know. To, like you said, Lady Tabitha, you love to encourage, you love to empower. I know that about Coach Adams. She's an encourager, you know. And that's, I think that's just part of our DNA, part of our, you know, when you come to Christ, your DNA is his DNA. And I just think, you know, this is a lifestyle. It's not something that we're pretending to be, you know, eating healthy, all of that, our vitamins. I'm so thankful to you, Lady Tabitha, for introducing me to the vitamins that you take, you know, and I take those daily, you know. I always did take vitamins because I don't like medicine. That's if I have to, I'll take, you know, prescribed medicine. But I much rather live on the natural things. So I take my vitamins and, you know, I get my exercise, my rest, my water, the natural things, you know, and the spiritual things, you know, prayer, all of that, that constitutes a healthy lifestyle. You know, I really believe in forgiveness, and I believe, you know, I said it earlier, I believe in this temple being the temple of God.
You know, one of the things that I want to share, and we do have a caller, is that it's so important to understand why this topic is important, meaning that as it relates to one working their vision, achieving their goals, and living out their dreams, it's so important for them to be whole, mind, body, and soul, and to have that lifestyle of those different habits that are needed in each area that will support us in being stronger in our mind, stronger in our body, stronger in our soul from the inside out to fulfill and be able to live out our assignment, purpose, and our capacity. We actually have two callers in the queue. We're going to pause there and bring them in. First caller, area code 510-6398. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams and the Global Wellness Coders. What's your question or comment? And thank you for chiming in today.
Hello, Queen. I wanted to just tap in and tell my sisters hello. Hello, Tabitha. Hello, Dr.
Hey,
Veronica.
Coder.
Hello. Well,
Queen.
I heard your voice, Coach Adams, and I got excited as well. You guys, oh, you got me going. I just wanted to add to them because they are so humble and so kind to add me on, that they are generational curses. We are welcoming God's purpose for our lives, and we are speaking life to the living, you guys. So we got to keep doing that. We got to keep on, you know, being the soldiers, the foot soldiers that God needs, you know. We've been putting on our uniform, walking in the fruit of spirit, although we have been long-suffering, you know. It's been a long time coming, guys. I have a testimony that I did go through a health crisis. In 2016, they removed the tumor, and I'm a survivor, and I am grateful to be here. God is so good. He is phenomenal. I have a granddaughter now. I have so much to be thankful for, so I have to, you know, keep on speaking the word and speaking life to these young people and, you know, living and walking in truth, you know, speaking out of love and coming from the heart.
Wow. And I apologize, I didn't get your name. Who do we have the pleasure of hearing? If you want to share it.
Yes, you can call me Miss Frazier.
Miss Frazier, I so appreciate you chiming in, and I wanted to kind of circle back with you. And as I say, we do have another caller, and I know, Lady Tabitha, you have some thoughts that you want to share with us as well. But I wanted to ask you, you mentioned that you had a tumor and you're on the other side of that and all of that. What did you learn from that experience, and how did the insight of what you learned, how is it supporting you in making better decisions to live out your purpose in this season?
It encouraged me to eat cleaner, detoxify my body, listen to my body, listen to the word. The Holy Spirit don't lead you wrong. God will not. He will not lead you with grace, you know, will not. You know, God has a purpose for your life. So just those lymph nodes, it starts from the lymph nodes. So just pay attention to your body. Eat healthy. I've been doing holistically because the medication has not been, it's not been good to no one, tied to no one's body that I know. I've been doing a lot of holistic, what's working for me. do what works for you, you know, and just listen to the Lord in your body, and God will just lead you in the right direction. He'll be a legend.
I love that.
He is healed.
I thank you so much and so appreciate you chiming in today. Wow. You know, I love what Ms. Frazier brought out, and I ask that you hit *1 to take yourself out of the queue, unless you have another question at another time. That way you can bring yourself back in or another comment into the broadcast. Again, hit press 1 to remove yourself. My apologies, I said star. Press 1 to remove yourself from the queue. You know, as we were hearing Ms. Frazier speak, one of the things that you shared, Lady Tabitha, before we go to our next caller, that I really wanted you to share, because this to me connects with what she stated, what I stated about not wanting to be a fraud, what Dr. Veronica stated about lifestyle and all of what we're talking about, that with Pearl, you've dealt with entertainers and different people, and you were sharing privately with us that this behind the curtain, behind the wall. Can you share a little bit about that and how the effects of not living an authentic life and the fullness of that and having struggles behind the scenes, how that affects one living out their purpose based on your experience?
Absolutely. I've seen it with myself personally, as well as other leaders that I've been so honored to work with. And my heart goes out to each and every leader. I just have a special love. I'm just called to leadership, where we know how to do lights, camera, and action. And, you know, being the founder of Pearl, working with so many different people, I wanted, when I went back to reorganize, it's like, because the place that I was in personally, just keeping it transparent, I realized that the most important thing is to make sure that their health is balanced, mind, soul, and body. And I want to comment on Ms. Frazier. She, if you listen to what she said, she hit on all three elements. She talked about her body, how and natural products she's using, and her spirit. And so, and she is a global wellness coder, and she attends faithfully every week, and I can see the shift in her. I can see the growth in her. So I've seen 90% of people that I work with, and it's not, and the intention is not to be a fraud or not to be fake, but when you do this as a livelihood, if you're a motivational speaker, an artist, a singer, a dancer, an athlete, a pastor, evangelist, Your intentions is not to be a fraud. I love that word, because that fraud makes your skin crawl, right? That word fraud makes your skin crawl, because
it
we
does.
Don't want to be.
It does.
And that's not our intentions. And so I like to say those words, those hard words that make your skin crawl, because now it takes you back to making an assessment, taking a full assessment of you. At the end of the day, the beginning of the day and the end of the day, Coach Adams, things that I've learned in being in the position that God's called me in is that we must take inventory of self. And I really pray that this is motivating, because all of the listening audience, most of your listening audience, they are leaders. They are entrepreneurs. And we get burnt out. We get sidetracked. We get hurt. You know, a lot of things happen. A lot of things happen, but you still have to move forward, because this is your livelihood. This is your assignment that God's called you to. This is your passion. And most people just go forward. But it's not that you're a fraud, but the word helps you take the mask off and deal with you and do the self-work.
It
so
does.
I hope I answered your question.
You really did, and it does. And it goes back mm-hmm. to what we were talking about, that mind, body, and soul. It must be a lifestyle, and we have to grow in that lifestyle. And if we don't have the right habits in our lives, it's not a lifestyle. And the lifestyle, as we were discussing earlier, speaks to how are we navigating on the journey? How are we navigating on the journey? Simply put, am I allowing my journey to speak to that this is the way in which I do life, the way that I live, in order to not be a fraud, to be one way, lights, camera, action, as you stated, in front of everybody and behind the scenes be going through turmoil and not have the capacity to maintain the vision and the purpose that God called us to. I want to just remind our global listening audience, and we invite you at any time to share in the discussion. And we have someone in the queue. We're bringing you in next. But press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you are sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. We want to thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams on Wellness Monday. We have our global wellness coders in the house with us today in studio, Dr. Veronica Lowry and Lady Tabitha K. Smith. We're going to our queue. We're having a rich discussion on today. I'm loving it. Our next caller is area code 310, last four digits, 1147. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams and the Global Wellness Coders as we're talking about a mind, body, and soul lifestyle. What are your thoughts or questions?
Hello, Coach Adams and the rest of the GWCs. This is Lovely calling in. And
hello,
what a pleasure
hello.
It is
to
Woo!
Have you and hear your voice.
Hey, Lovely.
Hello.
Hi, thank you. Hello. Well, you, Lady Tabitha, for cueing me in on this. And I just want to say thanks to Coach Adams as well, because when I got gained an interest in this and called her, she filled me in. She supplied me with all sorts of goodies to try, and I ended up signing up. I'm currently, and this is always my story, I continue to use the Alleviate product because not only is it good for any type of muscle soreness or body aches and pains, it is also good for our scalp. So I've been having some scalp and hair issues since I did cut the locks off, but I've been using that, and it has worked better than the medication that they provided. It's soothing. It stimulates the scalp. You could feel the peppermint and the camphor going to work. So I love that product. I just finished sipping on a cup of the tea. I love that product, and I'm looking forward to trying some more. So I'm thankful, and I want to just say that I am now currently off 8 different medications that I was on, 4 fibromyalgia, 4 hyper joint mobility syndrome, 4 spinal stenosis. I have not used any medication since May. So I'm very grateful.
Wow, that is so exciting, Lovely, and I thank you for sharing that. And I know that because your body was battling against you, it was making it difficult to live out the assignment and purpose that God had for you. And I'm so happy to hear that you are getting in a better place of healing and restoration, because I know that God has a great work and assignment on your life to fulfill. And it's important for you to be strong, mind, body, and soul, to be able to have the capacity to do that. I thank you for being here today. And I want to ask
you
to...
I'm sorry.
Go right ahead.
May I just say, thank you. I apologize. I did want to say Happy New Year to everyone, because as you know, we are in 5783 according to the Hebrew calendar. And
yes.
Then we'll have to talk more about that because God has given me a word regarding the season that we're in. And we are in the re-season, the re's. We'll go into that more later. But I just want to say that I'm thankful and I'm gaining my strength each and every day. I'm moving a lot more in ministry and just getting stronger, and I'm very thankful. I've been this whole thing about, actually, we know that it's spirit, soul, and body, because the mind is a part of the soul. The soul is comprised of what? The seed of our emotions, our will, our mind, all of that sort of thing. So, yes, we have to have all those components lined up. And I've just been spending so much time in praise and worship and prayer and praying in the spirit and singing in the spirit to where I don't even want to come out. But we know we live in the world. We're not of the world, but we do have to live in this world. And so, but getting that fortification and getting that strength, you know, in the spirit realm as well as in the natural realm is what is really propelling me to where I need to be. So I thank you for allowing me to share.
Goodness. Wow. That is incredible. Thank you so much, Ms. Lovely, Queen Lovely calling in. She is a faithful global wellness coder. And when I tell you she has grown and she is healed, and I hear her strength.
Hallelujah.
And her, oh my goodness, it's a lifestyle now. She did not give up on herself. And so I'm so grateful, Coach Adams, for you inviting her to the healing circle, because she is healed. She is healed. And thank you, Ms. Lovely, for sharing your testimony and delivering that word. And, you know, for those that are listening, all of this is important and relevant because we cannot function just on food, bread alone, the Word of God says. And I know this is not a religious motivational show, but Coach Adams often says God is her power source. God is her power source. And I'm just so great. I'm like wiping my tears away hearing this woman's testimony. She is not taking medication any longer. And she is using natural products, which we're all about. I'm like in tears right now.
Wonderful.
Did you hear that, Coach Adams?
I did. That was so touching and lovely. Thank you again. If you'll hit 1 to remove yourself from the queue so that later in the show, if you have another question or comment, you can come back to the queue. But what I love about what Lovely shared, and it connects with what you just stated, Lady Tabitha, that this focus of mind, body, and soul lifestyle, having the lifestyle, living the lifestyle, that this is how we are navigating on our journey. And I know you had some thoughts for us around lifestyle, and of course, obviously, we have to stay mindful of the timing, and we may not be able to get through all of those nuggets that you have for us, but let us begin to chew and process so that ultimately we are in a better position to live out our God-given assignment, to work our vision, achieve our goals, and live our dreams, because mind, body, and soul, and this growth in this process has become a lifestyle. What are some of the thoughts that you have for us today?
I would like to share with everyone, I'm going to say eight things that you can incorporate in your lifestyle and be aware of. And I'm so grateful for you, Coach Adams, and your weekly platform. I want to invite everyone to chime in every Monday to recharge. And then we have Wellness Wednesday. It's really incredible because I think repetition, the more you're around like-minded people, you begin to change. You begin to think different. You begin to move different. You begin to
speak differently, you begin to speak life. So that's number one. Well, that's the bonus point, to speak life. I would so measure and watch your food intake and your weight. And that does not mean that you need to be a size 5 or a size 9 or 10. If you're comfortable at a size 16 or 18, own it. Be confident in it. I just encourage you to be healthy and be conscious of that and understand, assess yourself. Number two, limit unhealthy foods and eat healthy meals. Again, and I'm reading the list that I wrote down per my research, but again, we are what we eat. And I just want to give a nugget for everyone to think about. Is it your choice to live to eat or eat to live? That's a question I would like for everyone to ask themselves and make a decision, make a choice. Take a multivitamin supplement. Unfortunately, we can't get all of our supplements, all of our vitamins out of food. Vitamin D, we can get it from sun. A lot of people don't like to sit in the sun. So I was really excited when I found this liquid vitamin called NutriBurst, because I could not take pills. I could not take I could not get them down, iron pills. And I was so deficient in all of these areas per my blood work. So I was blessed to receive the liquid vitamin NutriBurst, as Dr. Veronica talked about. And we all take it, and we get 72 minerals and vitamins. It's like eating 10 salads. So for me, it was just like a no-brainer. And this is, speak about lifestyle. This was the first time in my life that I've ever been consistent taking a vitamin. The first time.
Oh, my gosh. I have to jump in with you on this, Lady Tabitha, because I've been taking NutriBurst for 2 years. I think it's about 2 years now. But this is the first time in my life that I've been consistent with taking a multivitamin of some sorts. And I remember one of my grandfather's sisters, she would take all of these vitamins, my Aunt Marie. And she was in the lifestyle and habit of that. And when I tell you, she had such a vitality to life, so much energy and just all of that, living well beyond her 80s, looking absolutely fabulous. And I have to say that, you know, as I grow in my chronological age, although I embrace 35 again, come on, somebody.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. You know, our bodies, as we mature, may need more support. And this has really and truly been a great support for my system and my capacity as it relates to working my vision, living my dreams, you know, achieving my goals. You know, I always have to get back to the when aspect of working it now. It really has made a difference. I couldn't resist jumping in on that. I thank you for bringing that up. I know you have more points.
No, thank you for jumping in, because I believe we all felt your excitement about your multivitamin. That's a big deal, because the lifestyle, this is a lifestyle for you. And I'm sure all the coders that are taking NutriBurst can say the same thing. I'm hearing that statement over and over. This is the first time in my life that I've ever taken a multivitamin every day. And so you have to ask the question, why? Well, it's easy. We travel with it, whether you have a bottle or a sesh, and it's 70. It's like eating 10 salads, and it doesn't taste that bad for what you're receiving. And I literally had blood work done. I have the before and after. And Coach Adams, can I tell you, you're looking absolutely gorgeous. I can see.
Yeah, I saw that picture.
You are not
beautiful.
Anything. Isn't she beautiful? I mean, she's always been
really
beautiful. But you can tell that she's evolving.
Something's working.
She's doing something. She's doing something. Mm-hmm. And so, Coach, thank you for sharing what you're doing.
Oh,
and
God,
I,
be the
this
glory.
Is a great
to
point.
God be the glory.
If anyone would like to try our vitamins, contact Coach Adams. Contact her, and she'll get them shipped directly to your home. Okay,
can I say
we
one
get
thing,
excited.
Lady? Tabitha,
yes.
Just one quick thing. You know, Lovely and Miss Frazier made some awesome points, and I just want to say when Miss Frazier said, who I lovingly call Peaches, said breaking generational curses entered into that with these lifestyles. And I'll leave it at that. I know time is short.
Say that one more time, Doctor.
Miss Frazier said breaking generational curses. As we shift our lifestyles towards our dreams, our goals, the vision God has given us, our assignments, and the lifestyles that we live by eating healthy, exercising, all of those positive things, we are actually breaking generational curses, and we're teaching this, and we're duplicating ourselves and others are sharing this information and changing their lifestyles, and it's breaking curses.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we're seeing it right before our eyes. I know time is short,
right.
So I'm just going to put the last few bullets. Drink water, stay hydrated, and limit sugary drinks. Exercise regularly and be physically active. Do the best you can. Whatever you can do, just be conscious of it and do the best you can. We were created to move and detox, and we have the awesome detox tea. Drink and shrink, but just detoxing. Reduce sitting and screen time. Okay, so, you know, let's not, you know, spend so much. This world is so media-driven, time, Instagram. I love it. However, let's be conscious of that we were created to move our bodies. So limiting our time on television. Let's see what's next. Get enough sleep. Coach Adams teaches about this. Everyone needs a different amount of sleep, but it's very important that you know how many hours you need to be effective the next day. And so also on this note, I want to encourage you to contact Coach Adams, and she has a training on this that is very, very powerful. Go easy on alcohol and stay sober. Minimizing alcohol intake. Anything, I love to hear Lovely said, she is off 8 medications. So as close as natural as we can get, and all of our products are natural, but God left everything that we need on the earth realm. I just call NutriBurst like a turbo, right? It's already mixed together for you. But let's be conscious of that, and let's ask our bodies for forgiveness and begin to start a new lifestyle with our bodies. And with that, I want to hand the mic back over to Coach Adams. Thank you so much, Coach Adams.
I thank you. You know, I always love it when we have the global wellness coders in the house, and, you know, all of us, each and every one of us are fighting to grow in mind, body, and soul, having a mind, body, and soul lifestyle that is healthy, that serves us well for the fulfillment of our purpose and our assignment. As we close out today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Coach Adams, lifestyle personal and professional coach, I want to go to our global wellness coders for a quick soundbite, final thought that you would like to leave with our global listening audience. And for those that want to be in touch around any of the things that you heard mentioned, you can give our team a call or text 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. If you're texting, include your name and GWC for Global Wellness Coders, and I'll know that you're interested in learning more about something that was shared in today's health and wellness segment. Lady Tabitha, quick soundbite, anything else that you would like to leave us with as we close out today? Quick soundbite.
I am just so grateful for this opportunity, Coach, that you've allowed us to come and share
If you want to contact me, you can contact me at 707-295-2214. You can contact Coach Adams. Join our group, Global Wellness Private Group, and get the information from Coach Adams. She will post it. Our wellness call every Wednesday, we do a check-in. You are welcomed. It's a safe place of healing and conversation about your mind, body, and soul. Thank you, Coach Adams.
Absolutely. And Dr. Veronica, any final thoughts, quick sound bite as we prepare to close out today's installment, Mind, Body, and Soul Lifestyle?
I guess I'd say stay positive, be encouraged, keep the faith, and stay connected.
Ooh, that's good.
That was a very powerful sound bite. I love
yes,
it.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, woo. Yes, yes, yes. And, you know, yes. There is a Facebook group available for you, Global Wellness Coders. That's correct, right, Lady Tabitha?
Mm-hmm.
All are welcome.
Yes, correct.
Okay, just double-checking, making sure. And so as we close out today's installment of Motivational Mondays, I want to thank our Global Wellness Coders. You know, I thank the ladies for dedicating this time that we have been sharing in this segment. And many would say, you know, why this focus on eating right and all of those different things? And it comes back to that it increases your capacity for what, Coach Adams? For you to work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. Bottom line, if we are not healthy, our mind, our body, our soul, or spirit, we will not have the capacity to fulfill the assignment that our lives have been created and designed for. And that's why this segment is important to me, because I want to support with giving tools and resources that assist not only in you working your vision, achieving your goals, and living your dreams, but assisting you in having the right capacity to be able to do that, mind, body, and soul. If you're interested in any of these items that were discussed, again, you can text 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. I would like to thank those that interacted with us today. You've added to the richness of today's installment, so thank you for joining us in the queue and interacting with us. You know, as we close out, I want to just remind those that are regular listeners and those that may be tuning in for the first time, I want to share with you that Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey to win in that process of working your vision, achieving your goals, and living out your dreams. And through my full circle of empowerment, well, it starts every Monday right here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. But there is one-on-one coaching that's available, group coaching, my private masterminds on various topics. If you're interested in any of that, again, here's that textable number that you may also call, 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. In this case, if you're interested in learning about my full circle of empowerment, simply include your name and full circle. And as we close out today, I want you to know that you have to do something differently in order to get different results. You know, it's been stated that insanity is doing the same things over and over again and expecting different results. And now may be the time for you to join in partnership with some of the coaching empowerment that I have available, or make a lifestyle change as it relates to your health and wellness, mind, body, and soul. Whatever that may look like, lifestyle is key, and we have to grow in that. I want to thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays today, again with Coach Adams and our in-studio guest, the Global Wellness Coders. guess what? Our show is closing out. It's amazing how quickly an hour of empowerment flies by. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I coach and you win.